Hey, time to do the insider's look at the NRL Grand Final. The rap from the man who was on the sideline and he wasn't drinking beer like me, Dobbo. Hello, mate.
Yeah, g'day, guys. What a Grand Final it was. We've had a little time. Can I just say before, Marto, I don't know, and obviously I saw you there. I can't get over how there was blocks of crowd taken out. I understand that they had to reduce it, but if you're going to spread it out and make sure that there are people socially distanced, you don't just take level 301 and say, right, we're taking all those seats out. Like, it was laughable.
It was like a public servant had done it who didn't really care late on a Friday.
It's all stupid.
Yeah, it was not done right. That's my first thing. The Grand Final is so good. It was a great night. The right team won. We can say that Penrith, it's now the story. Kurt Capewell, broken fingers. You know, Dylan Edwards, he had a fractured foot. You know, Brian Tor, he's obviously had syndesmosis. Nathan Cleary has to have a shoulder reconstruction. Day one busted, and well done to him. Mm. A great result. They deserved to win. They beat Melbourne, Parramatta on the way through, and then South Sydney on a great day. And you know what? We move on, and obviously, thank God it's over. It's been a great year, but we're all, I think, rugby leagued out. What we will see in the next 2 weeks is the announcement of this 17th franchise in Queensland, and that's the big news. The pay TV deal's been done with the NRL.
Hey, can you explain that for us, Dob?
Yep. So what's happened is they've done an extension. There's 2 years left to run on the broadcast deal, and what's happened is that Foxtel have done an extension, $100 million over 5 years, and the free-to-air deal with Channel 9 is close to being signed off. It's almost as good as done as well. That'll be announced. So that means that the NRL, who obviously had to have a lot of money drained out because of COVID, have a huge war chest, which means all the NRL clubs are going to get more money. The reason that there's been a pushback is because the NRL clubs didn't think they were going to get enough money. They're going to get a little bit of extra. So their grants every year will see them very financially viable. Moving forward, that means there's going to be a 17th team. Obviously, we had the Firehawks in Brisbane, we had the Ipswich bid, and we also had the Dolphins bid out at Redcliffe. Mark my words, Redcliffe are going to have they're going to win it. They're not going to be called the Redcliffe Dolphins. They'll be called the Dolphins of some sort. They could be the Brisbane Dolphins, but they will be based out of Redcliffe. 8 games at Suncorp Stadium, 3 at Dolphin Oval and 2 on the Sunny Coast. And that's going to happen. And that will be announced in the next couple of weeks.
What are they waiting for?
Well, they're just waiting for the ARL Commission Board to obviously meet and stamp it off. And now they've got the financial. So they had to have the money. So the NRL now have got the money locked up so they can move forward. And if you want to know who will be coaching it, Wayne Bennett will be the coach, in my opinion, of that Redcliffe side. That would be, if I was a betting man, I would say Bennett will come back next week. Next year, he'll help Billy Slater with the Origin. He'll also build his side because they'll be going in 2023 and he'll be coaching that side in 2023.
May as well talk about that. Will he start coaching Redcliffe and they'll play in the Intrust Cup next year and then just step it up one? Will they get NRL players next year?
No. See, because the Redcliffe are aligned to the Warriors at Intrust Super Cup level.
Yeah, weren't the Warriors going to train there from November?
Yeah, that's going to happen. So everybody thinks, well, the side for Redcliffe would be the reserves would go back to the Dolphins. Two separate things. The Dolphins own an NRL franchise license. The Intrust Super Cup is completely separate.
Okay.
Wayne will have nothing to do with that. What he'll be is he'll be the Dolphins coach. My understanding is when that all gets announced.
How is Wayne feeling, Dobbo? Obviously, he looked relatively glum on the field after the game when the Panthers were being presented with their medals and their shield. Have you spoken to him since the loss?
Oh, I spoke to him after the game. I actually went into the South dressing sheds to interview Adam Reynolds after the game, and I had a quick chat to him there. Yeah, he was disappointed, he said, but he couldn't have asked for any more from his side. He said we had no ball. He said we just didn't have good field position, and he said we actually cost ourselves that game, but he said the effort was there, and he said that's all you can be. He was pretty philosophical about it. It's pretty exciting, though. I mean, Adam Reynolds, I know he missed that kick, but he is a superstar.
Was he out of form, Dobbo? Murray and I were just talking about it before, saying his groin.
Yeah. He waddled the whole game.
And his kicking game, if I'm honest, wasn't that good. He's been injured the whole game. But
Can't wait for him to come to Brisbane, haven't we just signed him?
Stop it.
No, he'll be right. He's going to be right. Hey, Penrith, Kurt Capel's a winner.
Kurt Capel. Is Penrith's celebration still raging? Have they spoken to any of Cam Munster's friends or something to keep going?
They were down on the beach early hours on Monday morning, weren't they?
Yeah, there's some weird shots and weird videos coming out. I just want to say this now.
Lap dances in the sheds.
Yeah. Well, they're the toughest blokes I've ever met in my life, rugby league players, and there's no two quotes about it. So when you're spraying champagne, why are they wearing ski goggles? I don't get the whole
thing. Because they did that in the NBA, isn't that right?
Have you never
had
champagne?
They don't want to get it in their eyes. Oh, you poor things. Yeah. Oh, seriously.
Dobbo, great note to finish on. Thank you for that.
A Triple M Rush Hour with Dobbo back tonight from 6. A Triple M.